5 years after an economic meltdown, Argentina continues its rebound. But the gap between the haves and the have-nots has widened, and for many who slipped into poverty, climbing out is proving close to impossible. For some, survival means combing the garbage and reselling the contents for a pittance. As NPR's Julie McCarthy discovered, trolling for trash in Buenos Aires has become a way of life with its own rules and rhythms.
By 5:30 in the afternoon on the pedestrian thoroughfare of Florida Avenue, Maria Elena Gomez navigates her way past the gliding steps of tango dancers and their appreciative audience of passers-by. She pushes a cart piled with trash past street entertainers and a Russian balladeer. They eke out a living, selling their talent for tips. Maria Elena barely survives, selling the bottles, papers, and plastics she pulls from the garbage she sifts through into the wee hours of the morning, a haul that may fetch her $3 on a good day. This mother of three, grandmother of four, is a foot soldier in an army of impoverished who have become the nation's recyclers, dubbed the Cartoneros, for the cartons they collect. They are among Argentina's estimated 15 million poor. The country has enjoyed galloping 8% growth, but it's a bounty that has eluded the likes of Maria Elena. We live in a poor barrio, and when we can save enough money, we buy a canister of gas that lasts for a few days. A modest life became an impoverished one after Maria Elena's husband left when the economy crashed in 2001. Her 15-year-old quit school, ashamed, Maria Elena says, of her newfound poverty. She works alongside her mother in a 30-block area where they appear well-liked. A policeman stops to flirt with the young Mariana. Like conspirators, two female clerks rush from their upscale bookstore buzzing about clean cartons for the mother-daughter team. The work is humiliating, Maria Elena admits, but says it's not without humanity. Making friends is the one good thing about being out on the street, she says. My daughter turned 15 last week, and her birthday was out here collecting garbage. It was very painful for me, she says, but friends here helped me through it. Recyclers are not new in Argentina. Their numbers are. Analyst Rosenda Fraga of the Buenos Aires think tank New Majority says the Cartoneros represent the enduring nature of the economic collapse and the difficulty of escaping the poverty it created. Fraga says the situation is aggravated by what he calls a lack of vision.
Argentina has not a long-term plan. If we have decided to continue being an average Latin American country, it's logic to think that the Cartoneros will be a long-term social phenomenon.
But the Argentine government, which calls itself progressive, says it has reduced poverty in this nation of 39 million and wants a more equitable society. The number of poor has dropped in the last 3 years from 22 million to 15 million. However, economists say the income gap has grown, as in much of Latin America. The Inter-American Development Bank says the richest 10% of Argentines make an average of $40 a day, while the poorest 10% average $1.50. Watching Maria Elena stoop to sort the trash illustrates the disparity. I have cramps in my hands and legs and my back aches all the time, says the 46-year-old in a hand-me-down sweatshirt. I feel like crying, she adds, when the tourists pass, plugging their noses. Across town, under the moonlight, Cartoneros carefully cover their trolleys of trash with tarps and push them up a platform to a train that will take them and their garbage home. Some say it takes up to 2 hours to reach their poor, outlying areas that have grown up around the city. 35-year-old David Iglesias stands beside his towering trolley and says he earned a decent wage as a welder before the economic collapse. He says collecting trash to survive has been devastating.
In my case, me siento mal, porque en un país
In my case, I feel extremely bad. We should not be forced into doing anything like this in a country with so many riches. We should be a lot better off, he says. The last leg of their day's journey ends on a beat-up train stripped of seats. The government removed them to accommodate the Cardeneros in this late-night service exclusively for them. The mothers, men, and children find a spot in the graffiti-filled, cattle-like cars and board. They lean against the mounds of garbage that were their night's quarry, and as the train lurches forward, rock to the rhythm of the tracks that will carry them home for more hours of sorting. Julie McCarthy, NPR News.